As we promised, this afternoon in a free form, we'll have a special guest. He's twice Grammy nominated. He's considered among the few oud virtuoso players. The oud, one of civilization's most ancient string instruments. From Baghdad to Albuquerque, this afternoon we'll travel with Iraqi musician, performer, and composer Mr. Al-Haj, as he shares the journey for peace through stories, poetry, dreamlike music, and fresh breeze of an ancient culture. For this afternoon freeform, Cristina Bacin.
Good.
Welcome, Mr. Rahim Al-Haj, to this afternoon freeform on KUNM.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for coming with your best friend as well, who will be our best friend in this afternoon freeform today. And we were listening some of your songs before, and as I announced, you'll have the chance to listen a concert presented by Mr. Al-Haj this week. I will give you more information just a little bit later. And Mr. Al-Haj, it's hard to me to pronounce it.
No, you pronounce it very well.
Okay, so Mr. Rahim,
yes.
Al-Haj.
Yes, thank you.
I'm just rehearsing it. Let's say that this afternoon we need to introduce two characters in this story. One is your oud, him or her, he or she.
Yeah.
If our listener would have never had the chance to hear the sound of your instrument, what would you play for him or her?
The oud, first of all, it's a Middle Eastern instrument. It's called the grandfather for all the string instruments. And it goes to 5,000 years ago, and which is the grandfather, meaning that all the string instruments came from that instrument, specifically like European lute, a guitar, a sitar, a banjo, all the string instruments basically come from that. And it's very deep instrument, and you have to hug it to be able to play it. So it's a very warm instrument, and it's equal to the human voice. So when you play it, you can hear your voice in it. So.
That's the oud singing.
Yes. Just this to give you an example of which kind of sound kind of go with this instrument.
That's your first friend, your best friend. I'm not saying your
absolutely.
First.
Yeah, that's true. It's
looks
my,
like one my, of your best friends. So now we were introduced to this amazing instrument, the great grandfather of our string instruments. Let's say that we need to choose a picture of you for our listener as well. We can't share a picture unless they go online. So let's go. Which song would you choose to introduce yourself without talking about yourself, but with the instrument, to like if it were a picture of you?
Do you need me to play it, or you need
whatever
you
need
to
want
play some of my CDs?
Whatever you choose.
Whatever you. So we can play a little bit of the oud. So this is piece. It's very close to me. And always play it when I'm traveling or playing.
Why did you choose this song to show your own picture or painting?
Actually, this piece I played at is called Hulum, a dream. It's about the desire that we have to touch our own truth. And I played just the introduction to this piece. It's a long piece, actually. And I composed this piece because I had a conversation between me and my nephews and nieces in Iraq. And I asked them, what are you dreaming right now after this disaster of war and destruction and killing and atrocity in Iraq? And they said, well, we just actually dreaming to have life, dream to go to school and have clean water and be safe. And all their dream right now is to be safe. And Iraqi children, actually, they suffer a lot, and from sanction, first Gulf War, and then sanction for 13 years, and we lost almost 2 million children as a consequence of sanction.
And they still,
yes, 2 million. And this is a huge number if you think about it. And people, they sometimes throw this number as if like they don't stop on this huge number of 2 million children as a consequence of sanction. And they still struggling from that time in 1991 till 2014, and we have been two decades of war and destruction. And till this minute, in Iraqi children actually they suffer more and more and more. And in fact, just last week, and that ISIS take over of North Iraq and displays all these Christian and Yazidis and children. And inside Iraq, in general, there is more than 3 million people has been displaced. So this piece actually just to capture their feeling and their tragedy and their sadness, and at the same time their hope to have better life in the future.
Because they still have some dream.
Yes, because we cannot live without a dream. And that's what the great things about life. There's always tragedy, but always there's dream to follow. And that's, I am really kind of warrior of peace all the time. And that's what I'm doing all my life, is to promote peace and love and compassion for this world through my music. And I collect in all the stories about most of my music, actually, about children and women. And because women, I think they have no voice, and children, they do have no voice. So I'm trying to be their voice to talk about their stories and their life and their dream.
Talking about childhood, I guess your childhood was a little bit different from, I don't know, from these children. If you are going back to that childhood as if it were a movie, and now you are a musician, I always wonder what happened during that childhood. Which were the sounds of that childhood that helped you to, even though all this tragedy, helped you to choose the music way?
And I think I didn't choose the music, actually. I think I have attempt to to be a musician, and that's what I mean. I was obsessive about music since I was a child in elementary school. And so the first time when I saw the oud in my life, and I felt that this is the oud, this is the instrument that will speak to my life and speak to entire life, actually. So I obsessed completely with my instrument, with the music in general. And when I was a child, actually, I was I couldn't sleep without my instrument. So always I have it with me and cover it with a blanket, and I give it good night, you know. I kiss it, and, you know, until my father saw me one time, and he said, wow, this guy, he's become insane. And I think we don't have, always I say that, we don't have choice. When you be a musician, you have no choice except to be a musician. Because I think it's obsession. It's more than just something you love and something you adore and something you always encounter to. But music and art in general, I think it has to be, you need to be obsessive about it. You have to be really completely captivated by music to be able to do what you can do in general in art.
Can we share, I'm choosing for you.
Of course.
Just that we are talking about childhood, you are releasing a new CD this next Sunday at the Outpost. So talking about childhood, let's share a little bit of this Ireki lullaby that is in this CD journey.
الولد يا ابني تيللو عدو حزين ساكن الجو.
So we were listening from this last CD of Rahim Alhaj, Journey, this Ireki lullaby, talking about childhood. But that's the past. What's the present in this journey, the way you entitled your new CD that will be presented this Saturday, August the 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Outpost. This present journey, what are the textures and what's different from this past childhood?
Yes, this piece and this concert is really special for me. First of all, I have to say this concert not just presented in my favorite place ever, is Outpost, which is all of us in our community. We love this place and adore it and support it. And actually, I started my journey in Outpost when I started in here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in 2000. And so this concert will be special because this is will kind of bring my journey when I started in Outpost as a solo instrument.
Yes,
and then now we will play some a new composition in as a solo, and then will join me also percussionist, beautiful percussion, Isa Ma'louf, and then beautiful, the most actually wonderful musician who is living in New Mexico, and they are the most highly recommended and beautiful musician. I mean, they are the best here actually in New Mexico with the Chatter Quartet. And from David Philberg and James Holland and
Justin Pollock in the viola, and James Holland in the cello, and Megan Holland in the violin with David Philberg.
Yes,
those are the musicians.
Yes, and then we'll play some music that actually David Philberg, who recorded with me in this record, is called Sadaka. And this is, we did it in 2004 actually with oud and string quartet. And he started the journey also with me in that time in 2004. And it was really a special thing. So, and then we will play some new composition that played for oud and string quartet, and new materials for oud and string quartet plus percussion. So Isa, he will join us to also for that pieces on oud and string quartet. And I would say really, I'm really excited for it, because, and I encourage all my friends and music lovers, you're going to hear really something special. In fact, as far as I'm not just a musician, I'm peace activist, and what's happening right now in this world and in our life, we need to talk about it. And I have some really a specific message to my friends and my community here to talk about peace and love and compassion and what's going on right now in Iraq and Syria, specifically, and with these two most countries I lived in, and plus, of course, that will be indicate in the music itself. So it will be very specific and very very emotional concert for me on Saturday, the 23rd.
Let's give a taste to our listeners, just to have them a little part of it. Which song would you choose from this new project, new album you are releasing, Journey, to let them know a little bit about this concert?
Yes, for example, this one piece is called Going Home. And that's what we said about home, starting with home and going home again. And so always my music is around and evolved around home and yearning always for my country and for my friends and my family. So going home is like the trip that I took from Albuquerque to Baghdad, basically.
So it's a journey back and forth.
Correct, back and forth to Baghdad and coming back to Albuquerque.
Let's listen a little bit of this. And if you're just tuning in, we are in an interview in your afternoon freeform show. This afternoon, I'm sitting in for Carol Boss. My name is Cristina Bacin, and we are interviewing an oud virtuoso whose homeland these days is Albuquerque, New Mexico, since a while. And thank you, Rahim, for coming to our KUNM radio station. And also, I have been listening to you in the concert of KUNM to all our pleasure. Members. And we are listening some songs of this Journey new CD that you are releasing this Saturday. What's the song we are listening right now?
Just because I learned that you are Argentinian. And so this piece I wrote it for Argentina group Santa Fe Guitar Quartet. They are phenomenal and beautiful classical guitar quartet. I wrote them this piece for Uden string, for a guitar quartet from Argentina, Santa Fe, Argentina, not Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah, Santa Fe Guitar Quartet. And I always have to say Santa Fe from Argentina.
Correct. So that's Santa Fe, Argentina. And this is a group, wonderful group. So I wrote them for Uden and guitar quartet.
Let's listen a little bit of it.
Sure.
You are preparing a new concert with more textures, I would say, to give an explanation to that. This is an oud and more other instruments. This song that we are just listening is Fly Away with the that you composed with the Santa for the Santa Fe Guitar Quartet. But this concert you are going to present at the Outpost this Saturday, it has also the Chatter Ensemble and Issa Malouf as a percussionist. What is this journey about?
Like I said in the beginning, is it's just because I started here in 2000, my journey in Albuquerque, right? And it started with Outpost. And like I did say it again, that this is the most rewarding place in my life. And it has very special things in my life. And started my career in Outpost. So that's why we love Outpost all the time. We talk about all the time. And we support them. And it's the best venue we had in Albuquerque here. And so I started from Outpost, and I need to do my journey in Outpost. That's the place itself. Musically, actually, I started in Outpost as a solo, and that's what I play also solo in this concert. I play solo first, and then play some composition, that new composition that's not heard before for my friends and for my music fan and lovers here, music lovers. So I'll play that, and then Issa Malouf, he will join me to present some composition for oud and percussion. And I will play some also traditional Iraq music. So to give a variety of sound for this concert, we will end up with the Chatter Ensemble to make this a closure between the oud and the West. And the great things about it is this Chatter Ensemble, always I say, it's not just because musically they are great, but the concept about it is the East meet West, musically and ethically at the same time. And we always be thinking about, you know, diverse things and how the religion sometimes they divide in us, right? Instead of connecting us. And you see in this group, like Muslims and Christian and Jews in the same ensemble. And that's beautiful things. And you see that dialogue musically, I'm talking about the dialogue between the oud and the cello and the oud and the violin and the viola, and always the dialogue coming all the time, going to make a statement of the beauty to this world. Basically, it's the music.
This is a journey, and it's a life journey you are talking about. I was wondering if you've ever had to travel without your oud.
Actually, I never did traveling without my instrument. And my instrument is always it's with me. It's part of me. It's and I, like I said in the beginning, I was obsessive and still obsessive about it. My instrument. I cannot go away. Even sometimes when I have in vacation, I have to have it with me. And all my friends here and fan, they know my story about when I left Iraq, escaped Iraq in 1991, who I had my instrument with me, and when they confiscated my instrument. This is the only time in my life I had time without my instrument. But usually I have it and talk to it and play it every single day for 6 to 8 hours a day, you know, so I have to do it all the time, speaking to it.
Fortunately, it's such a round instrument.
Yeah, it's a beautiful instrument.
To embrace.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Rahim Alhaj, for this interview. We want to remind our listeners that this Rahim Alhaj and Friends concert, which title is Journey, will be this Saturday, August the 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Outpost Performance Space located in 210 Yale Southeast Albuquerque.
They can come to Outpost, that's all.
Yes, they can go online and see at the Outpost Performance Space, and they can see all the information. And also to your website.
Correct.
Which is rahimalhaj.com.
.com.
And thank you so much. And I want to share, how about sharing this last piece of your, in this case, it's from another album, which is Friendship. And this last piece, as you said, it has more textures that people can...
Yeah, in fact, this is that's the record that we recorded in 2004 with David Philberg and Katie Harlow. And I have to say, actually, I need to shout out for my friend Katie Harlow, who is the cellist in this record, and she did amazing and wonderful work for arranging my music to do this. And we sweat a lot, and we have really great memory. Beautiful memory of this record. So thank you very much, Katie Harlow, for doing this wonderful job. And she is actually in this record, and she's doing the cello part in this piece, Friendship.
Thank you so much, Mr. Alhaj.
Thank you very much.
We look forward to continue to follow your projects as well.
Thank you very much.
Friendship. As a friendship gift from Afternoon Freeform for you and from Rahim Alhaj.